This podcast is brought to you by MITEX, the Massachusetts Innovation and Technology Exchange, the region's premier association for thought leadership, technology trends, building business relationships, and professional training and development. For more information, go to www.mitx.org.
I'm Shirley Leung, the Sunday business editor at the Boston Globe, and here today we have Peter Post, who writes an Etiquette at Work column every Sunday. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you for having me on, Shirley.
Peter, now you were telling me that you, in your seminars that you give on business etiquette, there was a recurring question. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, it had to do with wine, Shirley, and tipping of wine. And I was really surprised recently when some people started to almost argue with me. Well, it's always surprising, but when they started to argue with me, because they were saying that you don't tip on the second bottle of wine if you order a second bottle of wine.
Hmm.
And I looked at them and I said, what? I said, of course you do. If you buy an item at a meal, whether it's a prime rib type of a course, or it's, you know, a special bottle of wine or anything else, you know, you're going to tip on the value of that bottle and or that item. And they said, well, we saw an article in a major newspaper recently, and the article, the columnist, the person who wrote it, said, you don't have to tip on the second bottle of wine. And I said, that doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me that we're going to start to decide which things on a menu we're going to tip for or we're not going to tip for, or what the maximum value of something is that we're willing to tip for. And the example that I use on that quite simply is, imagine saying, well, I'm going to order a lobster tonight, but my wife only ordered chicken, you know, over fettuccine, and therefore, instead of her $20 and my $40 one being $60 worth of tipping, I'm just going to tip on $40 worth of stuff,
right.
20 for hers and only 20 of value of mine, because mine shouldn't be any more than hers. After all, the waiter didn't do any more work.
Right, right.
Well, that's not the way this works. Right. The way it works is that we tip on the amount of the bill.
So how much should you tip? How much should that tip be then for the
typically
wine?
The tip is a minimum of 15%. And frankly, in the past 2 or 3 years, we have really noticed a move towards people doing 20%.
And
when I ask them why, they say because it's a lot easier. That's the reason I get for it. But you know, realistically, the tip is supplementing people's wages. They don't earn even a minimum wage. There's an exemption, again, for restaurant workers not to pay them minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
The tips are considered part of their salary.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go into a restaurant, we're accepting, as part of our going into the restaurant, that contract, if you will, that says that we're tipping, because that tip becomes a part of their wages. It's not just to say you gave me good service.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a part of the wages. I don't like this system, by the way, but it's a reality of the way we do it in the United States.
Now, let's say a sommelier isn't serving the wine, so there isn't a separate wine bill. Do you still tip on the second bottle of wine, or how do you deal with that?
Yeah, you still tip. Whatever the total is on the bill, you tip for it.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly to remember is that if you do use a sommelier, the sommelier will be there, and you will pay him a tip separately from any tip to the waiter.
Mm-hmm.
But the bill for the price of the wine is on the actual bill.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did a $200 bottle of wine and there was a sommelier that you already tipped $40 to, remember, on the total bill, if the total bill was $450, to deduct the $200 for the wine, so you'd really be tipping the waiter only on $250, not $450.
No,
in other words, you don't have to pay twice for it.
Right. So when do you tip the sommelier? At the same time with the waiter or separately when he brings
the wine? Different times. Typically, the most usual time is when he finishes pouring the last of the wine from the bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
He'll ask you if you'd like any more wine.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want another bottle, at that time is the time to casually or quietly slip him the $40.
Mm-hmm.
Another time to do it is if he stepped away from the table, you haven't given him the tip, or maybe you don't have the cash, you can add it to the bill as a part of the total bill, and you might even mark down on it, you know, $40 sommelier, and then wait staff for the rest of it, whatever the other part of it would have been.
Now,
that would be the other way to do it.
Now, when you first told me that this was a raging topic in business circles, they're not paying for the bill anyways. Why is it such a big deal?
I think the reason it's a big deal is because people really want to know what to do. What's the right thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
They want to look like to their client, to their prospect, to their business partner, to their boss, to whoever it is that they're taking out to that meal that night. They want to look like they really know what they're doing. They don't want to look like they're extravagant. They don't want to look like they're foolish. Mm-hmm. They don't want to look like they're cheap either.
Right.
So I think they want to know, realistically, what's the right thing to do here?
Mm-hmm.
And that's more the reason for getting this right to begin with, is so that you look good. You look like a confident person, a knowledgeable person. You give that kind of image across in all the things you do, people are going to want to do business with you.
Thanks again, Peter, for being here today.
You're welcome.
Again, that was Peter Post. He writes the Etiquette at Work column every Sunday in the Boston Globe. And if you have a question for him, please send it to bizmanners, B-I-Z-M-A-N-N-E-R-S, @globe.com.